Thank you and good afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, a two-vehicle collision occurred near the Crescent City area, and the collision led to the arrest of one of the drivers who was wanted for an outstanding warrant out of Curry County. A white Ford driven by 23-year-old Aaron Shelton was traveling eastbound on Elk Valley Crossroad as it was approaching the intersection with the US 101. That's when a truck driven by 40-year-old Derek Joyce was traveling southbound on the 101 and collided with Shelton's vehicle as Shelton attempted to cross the southbound lanes. Shelton's vehicle spun out of control across the southbound lanes of the highway and came to rest in the center median of the highway, causing a temporary closure of both lanes. Both drivers were unharmed in the collision, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. Shelton was booked into Del Norte County Jail for the outstanding warrant out of Curry County in Oregon. A group of 30 Humboldt State University students continue their sit-in at the Native American Forum building on campus in protest of Dr. Jacqueline Bowman's firing back in October. The group, known as the Unified Students of Humboldt, plan on staying in the building until their list of demands are met, with their first demand being the reinstatement of Bowman, who was the director of the Indian Natural Resources Science and Engineering Program for 9 years. The students were given permission to use the space until 10 p.m. on Monday night, but they contacted campus police to inform them of their decision to stay. The group of students plan to have a potluck dinner at the forum tonight to answer questions and explain why they're doing the sit-in. The university released comments stating that the sit-ins are disrupting classes that are scheduled in the building and that they are continuing to have ongoing dialogue with the students. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, Captain Steve Watson, and City Attorney Cindy Day Wilson, along with other invited speakers, will attend a community public safety meeting at Veterans Hall this evening from 6 until 8 p.m. in Eureka. The meeting has been organized by the group known as Operation Safe Streets, which consists of Eureka residents concerned with public safety. Chief Mills and Watson will discuss the law enforcement efforts when it comes to dealing with homelessness and the petty crime that comes along with it. Attorney Elon Furpo will speak about private property rights and liabilities, while County Homeless Liaison Pamela Millsap will discuss issues related to mental health and the homeless community. Today, the Sheriff's Office released two surveillance photos of the suspect who robbed the Denny's restaurant in McKinleyville in the early morning hours on Saturday. The search for the white male adult suspect, who is wearing a hoodie and a mask on his face, can be seen brandishing a firearm at an employee. The employee turned over an undisclosed amount of cash to the suspect, who then fled the area on foot. A search by law enforcement personnel from Arcata, including a K-9 unit, the CHP, and the sheriff's office, failed to locate the armed robber. Anyone with information about the suspect or the robbery is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the focus at tonight's Arcata City Council meeting being trail development, council members are expected to approve the first phase of work to add improvements to the trail system in Arcata. Mark Andre with the City of Arcata stated that the trail is going to connect to other existing trails, starting from the Arcata Skate Park to the Bray Cut Industrial Park.
We've designed, planned, and permitted from our skate park on Sunset Avenue south to the Bray Cut Industrial Park. As a standalone trail, that's a great one. It goes through the Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary, through urban Arcata, along the bay, goes through some easements, then along some roads. So it's just east of Alliance. It'll cross Samoa.
Andre also said that more trails will connect from the Arcata Ridge Line and will go through the eastern part of the city.
The Ridge Trail is one that spans about 5 miles of the Ridge Line in the eastern portion of Arcata through the forest areas predominantly. And month or two, we'll open up the northern part of that, which is about two-thirds of that mileage. I have to thank not only our staff, but a lot of service groups, citizen volunteers.
Andre said that people from the community have shown up on Saturdays to work on the trails as well. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.